welcome back. Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner here with you. Second and final hour this January 22nd, 2022. And we'll take your call, Dave, in New York. Let me finish up the last 7 minutes, 7.5, 8 minutes maybe of this video of Dr. Leanna Wynn finally admitting that she was wrong. And we played that in the first hour, right, just before the break. This video is from The Hill, titled Base, Leanna Wynn. Liberal doctor completely flips, says hospitals are overcounting COVID deaths, and that's something we knew all along, but we've finally given them permission to say so in order to keep what little credibility they think they still have. But at least we'll take it. Come on in, folks. The water's warm. Welcome to the great pool of truth that's available for your perusal on the internet. So I'll pick up on this video where we left off before the break. Just back up a few seconds, and here we shall resume.
To misrepresent COVID deaths, I would want to know who actually died from COVID to know how dangerous the disease was.
For 2 years, people in what we're calling the contrarian or the skeptic community would say exactly what Leanna Wynn is saying there, and say, well, even if it's not all these deaths are directly attributable to COVID itself, and you were kind of mocked for doing that, or you were said, like, does it really matter? I remember hearing a lot of that, like, you're trying to quibble and know exactly what, there's no way to tell exactly what killed you, even though in some of these cases it really, you could tell if it was a car crash, it was a gunshot, and they just happened to have COVID. So I had an elderly relative go to the hospital a couple months ago, and then while he was in the hospital, he tested positive for COVID. It had nothing to do with why he was there.
Yeah, well, especially now that people are vaccinated and the likelihood of dying from COVID are much lower, I can understand why, you know, it doesn't seem as, I don't know, it's not that it's not as significant, but it's not as pressing as it was
the 400, the 400 a day number is really scary to people, because that's a lot of people. But we don't want people to get the wrongful impression that you could, if you just catch it, you could be one of those 400 people.
Well, that's what I'm asking. So in the Washington Post article, Leanna Wynn's article, it's also not clear to me. So what actually, so the idea of there being a gap between what was reported and who was actually dying from COVID, fine. But what do we actually know about how big that gap was and how much the overcounting was? Because that seems to me to be a really crucial part of the story.
So in her what?
She includes a chart that is from July 2022 to July 2023, in which only about 10% of the, you know, it shows Massachusetts tracking how many people were hospitalized from COVID versus hospitalized for COVID. And it's only about 30% of total hospitalizations with COVID were primarily attributed to the virus. But that's not saying anything about, one, what the death ratios were and hospitalization from COVID ratios were back when people were not vaccinated and more people were dying from COVID. And that also doesn't say, you know, much about how that relates to the numbers that we see about the risk factors of being hospitalized because of COVID overall.
So in her article, she goes into much greater detail, and she cites Shira Doran, who is an infectious disease physician, who is trying to figure out this, answer this question, how do we figure out exactly how many people have severe illness due to COVID? And what she said, if you're in the hospital for COVID, you're very likely to be prescribed a steroid, dexamethasone. I'm probably saying that wrong. I'm going to try again. Anyway, so if you're given that, you're probably in the hospital for COVID itself.
Right.
And she said that
That's what this chart is about. The chart, Doran's work informed the chart where we just see for Massachusetts, but we can generalize a little bit here.
Yeah.
And that's where we get the 30%.
So she's at 30%. Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is,
so I don't understand what you're asking.
Okay. So there's this is overcounting between people who are hospitalized from COVID versus hospitalized for other things that happen to have COVID. One, this doesn't tell us about whether or not deaths from COVID are actually being overcounted. Right? Like, there's no deaths from COVID on this chart. It's patients primarily hospitalized for COVID, number of hospital patients with the coronavirus. It's also for a really recent period of time where deaths from COVID are overall smaller than they were before the vaccines. And what we really want to know, I think that what would be really misleading is if during the time when we were being told that so many people were being hospitalized and dying from COVID because there were no vaccines, if during that time, in fact, very few people were actually dying of COVID, that would be really, really big news.
Sure. I don't think Leanna Wynn is definitely not claiming that. This article is not claiming that. What they're claiming is now with the 400 deaths a day number, whatever it is, somewhere around there, it was that within the last couple of weeks. I think they're saying a significant chunk of those, based on the 30% number, the 90%, other variables they're coming up with to look at how many of these people are very sick from COVID itself, probably a significant majority of those people are dying for some other reason.
But how do we know that? I mean, how do we know that?
Well, that would be extrapolating from...
But I don't know that that's... I have nothing against whatever the outcome is. I have no dog in this fight. But... I need reporting on how the people who are coming up with today's numbers are actually coming up with today's numbers, not just a chart that compares people who have COVID versus people who you know, are hospitalized for COVID.
Well, right now, I think it's just being counted if they had COVID.
But that's
and died.
I think. Okay. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. So I would like to see some more reporting on this, because I would be, you know, at this point, people are still counting someone who comes in with a gunshot wound who happens to test positive from COVID as a COVID death. That's obviously ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But are people actually still doing this at this point?
Again, I think. But it sounds to me like the answer was that was always the case. But earlier on in the pandemic and for a long run, those were going to be few and far between, given how many people actually were dying of COVID before. Elderly people, immunocompromised people, no vaccines, no protection, no prior infection, all that stuff was adding up to a lot of people actually dying of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That is now greatly diminished because so many people have some kind of protection, either from vaccine or prior infection or both. So now we just don't want people to think, we don't want people to be unnecessarily scared. COVID can still cause you serious disease and even death, particularly if you don't have protection or you're elderly or right. You're immunocompromised.
Plus there's a lot of COVID of it all.
Right, that's a different matter. But the idea that an otherwise extremely healthy person is so unlikely to end up in that 400 deaths category is like extremely unlikely from what we're, because that 400 is, first of all, talking about a lot of people who didn't actually die of COVID. And then
yeah, sure. I do wish this had been, I don't know, just a little more reported, and I'm sure we'll see more of these numbers. But what does that mean? Does that mean that 380 of those people actually died of COVID, but only 200 of those people actually died of COVID? And how do those death rates compare to other kinds of illnesses that we kind of live with, like the flu? You know,
I mean, I think what Leanna Wen is suggesting is that it's more than that. It's the vast majority.
Yeah, suggesting that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I just want a little bit more firmness. I guess I also just want to ask you, are you surprised at all, given how, I know that you've spoken a lot about how Leanna Wen was very much on the other side of a lot of these issues with respect to COVID reporting, to what do you attribute? Is this really an about face, or are people evolving as they learn more things?
I mean, her explanation, so there was a personal component of her explanation, mm-hmm. which it sounds like she really got fed up with. She said the virtual learning, remote learning for her young kids was bad, was mm-hmm. a bad experience, and she thinks they are definitely behind because of it. What she also said is that once Omicron came out, it was so infectious, so able to evade all the protections we can assemble. Given that vaccines were readily available, the ability to really, really try as a society to have a lot of mitigation and crush COVID, she said, it's just not realistic anymore. And that has
Fair
caused
enough.
A lot of her different thinking.
Well, interesting. Positive news for the people who have wanted a lot more clarity and diversity in COVID reporting and the mainstream news. I hope to see more of it, and we'll have more Rising for you after this.
All right. Yeah, that was that clip. From the Hill. So apparently Dr. Leanna Wen over at CNN is experiencing some, not vaccine hesitancy, but verbal hesitancy.
Not a rather harsh way to describe a slight hesitancy?
Yes, Max Headroom. It was, it should have been a little bit more than a slight of a hesitancy. She needs to check her work because we've been out here reporting this, the folks of the likes of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Children's Health Defense, and being among the forefront of folks who are reporting the false statistics. Steve Kirsch, stevekirsch.substack.com. He's another good one. When he's on the Dark Horse podcast, he made his debut, I think, public, not his debut, but broke into the public spotlight and really doing a great job. We'll try to get to some, we will get to an article of his over at his Substack here. Now, I'm sure you may have heard that the FAA changed their requirements for pilots, the EKG, electrocardiogram readings, for them on their checkups. They did that quietly last October, according to Steve Kirsch's great research. So we'll cover that. And first, let's get over to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Chris. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Yes, good morning, Chris.
I'm here.
Oh, yes.
Disclose okay. the information. Disclose the info.
Pardon me, go ahead.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I should disclose the information. Hey, it was very interesting. There was a show on RBN on the 20th of January. Very interesting day, 2 years in. Kevin McCarron was on. Now, when I've heard Kevin McCarron speak, he can be brash verbally with people, and he had debated a couple people and showed that they were propagating science falsehoods. It was very clear. It was also
very clear. That was a good interview. On you're saying on Mike Rivera's What Really Happened show Friday, where.
Yes, but
Ryan Dawson was the guest host.
Yes, yes, but I'll tell you the fraud that he exposed with the two debates was not presented, I don't believe, on that show. I've got to listen to the whole thing. I missed some of the early part. But anyway, the first time I heard Kevin McCarron speaking seriously, I said, "This guy knows exactly what he's talking about. He's very sharp." And he cuts right down to the chase of things. He's like the sword of the word of God, you know, in this arena. And basically, he said some different things. One of the things.
So he's a fallacy assassin.
He's
a good fallacy assassin.
Well, he's detecting
the verbal sword.
He's detecting truth. Because he has the background. He studied. Apparently he studied way back all of this this biochemistry and the vaccine developments over the years and all this stuff, and he has both a big picture view of things like an MD might have, because MDs, I hear them speak, they have big picture, but when it gets to details and scientific details, they can be extremely weak. Like the guys from Focus on the Family that were talking, and that, you know, that were promoting, oh yeah, take fetal cells, it's an old cell line, you know, don't worry about it. But Kevin McCarron, he knows the biochemistry very well, and he's only published about 10 or so papers that I had found. Apparently, I think he's in Japan as an expatriate from maybe Great Britain or the United Kingdom or whatever. I mean, listen to his accent. So, he pointed out, and he's very succinct and clear in what he says. He pointed out in that talk that the whole Stu Peters crowd is a complicated psyop. And that's one thing we need to be aware of.
I heard that segment, but let us know why Kevin McCarron said that.
Well, he said that because he realizes it and he's communicating it to people. He didn't say, I don't know what evidence he put forward to prove that conclusion. But
well, it was the documentary, wasn't it? I mean, he was saying in the context of the documentary Diet Suddenly to not, and Ryan Dawson, the host, was agreeing also to not use that as a reference, because there's some discredited information in there, and I know Republic Broadcasting's website, I believe Mike posted an article on there that they used footage of a blood clot that was taken before the whole plandemic casedemic, and they also start out, they found, I know Kevin McCarron found fault with them in that documentary mentioning, referencing Bigfoot, and now I don't need to poison the well with those are, I guess, easily influenced, more easily influenced than I didn't really care about it. But I can see where somebody who doesn't know what's going on, it wasn't necessary. have so much other information.
He's not promoting flat Earth anyway, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, listen, if you try to listen to Kevin McCarron's show he has, like it's an hour and a half long, and maybe they come out once a day with all these video images and icons in it. It's like crazy. And it's impossible.
I haven't heard him before. I'll have to listen to him.
Well, the real problem is there's not enough time to listen to all these shows in a day, and you have to be selective. So the Stu Peters crowd is apparently a complicated site is being run through the group somehow. Now, we don't know what the participation level of any of these people is and what their knowledge is, but everything is to be questioned. And I think the fact that Peters made an error and put something in there doesn't mean that he's totally fake or false. Not on that basis alone, no. But I think what McCarron said was it's the whole the people at the top of that video. I thought what he said was that they were in the virus denier crowd to kookify alternative viewpoints, and this kookification is what Mike Rivero has referred to. It's a very succinct and accurate way to describe what kind of psychological operation warfare is being used on the public. And the public doesn't know the biochemistry in detail. They don't know all the evidence. And I spoke to a friend of mine who had advanced education. He said, listen, some of these people, they believe these things that are heard, that are said on a superficial level, and they have not gone through the years of study and the hard work to master these subjects. And so, I mean, it's really insulting to people who have studied these things and they know them to be true with a high degree of confidence. Yeah, we don't ever really prove anything 100%. But, you know, most of our decisions in life are made based on what we believe is true, based on good evidence, like that my stairs are going to hold me when I walk up and down them, because they did before. You know, there's all kinds of evidence that we use and conclusions that we make, which we don't know for sure, but we take the risk. We walk down those stairs every day, and we never collapsed on us. So we think it's going to happen again that way. So I would just encourage people to take a look. I was very encouraged to see that RBN had such a guy of such caliber. Now, I will say that he mentioned working with Dr. Richard Fleming, who I held in very high regard when I first heard him. And then there was something he said that seemed very odd, and I asked him on Twitter about it, didn't receive a response. And then there was the problem with him and Reiner Fulmich's group, and, you know, what we're seeing is a lot of division occurring, and the division is occurring probably not just accidentally. It's probably being engineered, and some of these people may be bad or fake actors. It's hard to know. But you've got people going out saying, I mean, like Mikovits even said initially, she went way out on a limb saying 50 million people are going to die. And you had Cahill from University of Scotland or someplace in Scotland, and a very well-educated lady saying that everybody who got the shot is going to die. But, you know,
Dr. Dolores Cahill saying within 3 years, I remember right when the COVID shots were unleashed. But then there's also Luc Montagnier, who said that he died soon after he said that he thought that people who got the COVID shots would die within 2 years. So he's a Nobel laureate. I think that's happening. I mean, I think that, you know, from the insurance data and mortality data from the governments, I think they might be closer to the truth.
Well, it might well happen, but, you know, don't go out on a limb and say emphatically 50 million people are going to die from this in the U.S. or something. I mean, I just can't see people saying that, and I don't know exactly. Maybe she put a qualifier in. I don't know. But then you also have Elizabeth Eads. She's in a Greg Hunter interview. She's going off saying one thing that sounds a little weird. I mean, she starts out very excellently with all kinds of great information. And then at the end, she's talking about Trump coming back and Trump hopium, which I see on, you know, beforeitsnews.com and all these crazy people saying this stuff for so long. Yeah, they may bring Trump back and some strange thing may happen. But, you know, I just see that you see a lot of these top people suddenly coming up with some crazy ideas. And you wonder how that's happening, is how they're being influenced to propagate and discredit themselves so quickly, it seems, to me.
All you got to do is ask them, like you're trying to do your best to ask them and keep on asking and maybe set a track record of if they ignore you.
Well, I would say that there's high-level, higher generation warfare levels being used psychologically on people. That's why McCarran said this is that the Peter Show is a complicated psyop. That was very telling when he said that. He's brilliant. He's brilliant. And we need more people like that. And one day when he says something crazy, then he's going to be discredited. I hope not. You know, but that's a pattern of what's been happening here. So, Chris, I can just give you my best opinion. That's all.
He sounded good. I just, everybody makes mistakes, so I don't know if slip up by Stu Peters, that video footage, the only thing I can find fault with, the blood clot.
Rentz made a very excellent point that, you know, what are these guys doing coming out of nowhere? You got him and you got Malone coming out of nowhere and suddenly being superstars. You know, I mean, there's something wrong here. I mean, people like Fleming and Corey and McClellow all published all kinds of papers. They have a huge track history that we knew about. And although we may have never heard of them before this, they've been pounding the pavement from the beginning of COVID on the whole thing. So, and then you've got people like John Campbell in the UK, who was for the vaccine, probably took one shot or so. And then he said, "Well, wait, the safety signal." And he totally changed his position. Well, that's excellent. And the guy is very good.
Yeah, when they come out, they change their mind. At least they're not following the money. They're following the science. So I just look at what they say factually. If they want to convey their experience, and you know they can't prove. I mean, like we don't know if Damar Hamlin got a COVID shot, but we're pretty sure because 95% of the NFL, they say, got the COVID shot. So look at what Dr. McCullough is saying. I don't know if you've heard. I'm not going to go into it now. He's just basically saying that this could not have happened to Damar Hamlin unless he got a COVID shot. He explains the science behind it on his last podcast and going back. Yeah. Soon after that happened on the high wire. So I'm just drawing a comparison that we need to give them an opportunity to ask some questions. We need to ask questions and give them the opportunity to answer. But if they've had that opportunity, they can't give a decent answer. Then that's
the whole Hamlin thing has plausible deniability of some sort. Something like that by the general public, by the vaccine believers, you know, and I don't want to push that point too much. I don't know what happened with him, but we've got all these other people and all this other evidence. Let's talk about the real, you know, things that we know are real. The autopsies were done. And that's hard evidence.
I do want to know. I was doing some research on him because I really do want to know. And I can't find where he has ever said that he's gotten a COVID shot. There was an apparent fake doctor who said, "Yeah, I gave him the shot," but then that profile allegedly, apparently, disappeared. And I doubt that it was a true doctor because no doctor is allowed to say, "Yeah, this is a patient, and I gave him a shot or gave him any kind of a treatment." So, I just wanted to let the audience know that because I'm suspicious of everything. I've heard a caller call it Darvian and say that yes, he did get the COVID shot, it was confirmed, but he never gave it a reference. So. I will not have to do that unless I have some kind of a reference, or my best reference is the NFL saying 95% of their players are shot up. So the best thing to
say about Hamlin is don't say too much. Talk about real stuff that we really know. The purpose of Hamlin for me is that, listen, God send another message to people. Look what happened. Isn't this unusual? Then all these people get suspicious, and that's how the Spirit of God can work through this whole thing. We don't know for sure anything about Hamlin, but the good thing is more people are looking because it happened. And I'm just going to let it slide and say, yeah, you know, okay, McClellan says it could never happen like that. You know, okay, look at that. But, you know, the point is we got all these other people that are really damaged, and we can prove it, and they proved it with different, you know, microbiological microscope analyses and all kinds of stuff. That's all, Chris. Let's not dwell on minutia like Hamlin. I think in some ways it's an extreme distraction, and in some ways it's extremely useful.
Well, do you follow football, Dave, or in the sports?
All kinds of public sports were a huge distraction for everybody. I do not follow that stuff. The only thing I like is tennis, and I don't even watch that now. Yeah.
Well, the folks who idolize if your idol is taken down by a simple COVID shot because they wanted to keep their job in order to remain an idol, it's a sports idol, wouldn't you want to know? You know, now Peter McCullough is saying he's going to have to have a pacemaker. He's going to have neurological damage. He's never going to return to his career again. And that's material that Dr. McCullough is saying, but I don't see it coming out of any of the other press because they want to ignore the effects of whatever it was that they want to ignore the condition that DeMar is suffering from, because then they don't have to address the cause. They can continue being ableists. So I want to drive that home, folks. Use the term ableist when you describe people who aren't curious about those who are disabled or how they got there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that all these people are sports enthusiasts spending half of their free time following sports. But guess what? God sent a message to them. That's what happened here, okay? I had a dream this week also. He sent a message to me, and it told everything very, very succinctly. Even more succinctly than Kevin McCarron, because, you know, God is above all of us here. I'll tell you. No, I could share it with you. I could share it with you personally. Let's see how it all pans out, and maybe one day I'll even share it. But I'll share it with you personally, Chris, on the phone sometime if you want.
All right, great. And write it down.
But I'm just saying that God is acting. He's doing these things. He's showing people things. You know, people will dream dreams in the latter days and things too. I mean, you know, that means that all kinds of things are going to be revealed here. And whether it's latter days or not, you can argue, fine. But when God's working and acting, hey, I'm glad to see it. And let's try to represent things as well as we can and be on the right side of things, so to speak.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep counting on those trusty steps as long as your heart tells you to take them. Thanks, Dave, for calling, and I'll talk to you after the show. Get on to Francis in North Carolina after the break here. So we're about to go on break and see what I can. I can't get into any more good news at the moment, but we'll get back to you, Francis. That will start up in the last half hour of the show.
Say that we have all the time we need to make it right. Don't hurry up on nobody. Have at end the thing you like. Now I've missed and bet your space. Young man, you will conform. I didn't have my soul express those rules when I was born.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own. You're a thing that I am, I adore.
Okay, I think we're back. All right, I think we got it here. I'm gonna have to do an audio check afterwards. I think that we have my microphone set correctly. That was Blue Six. Welcome back. Your Blue Six reminding you to keep yourself, your heart pure. And kudos to those who have and those who are teaching others how to purify their heart physically and spiritually. Let's return to the phone lines before we get on to more good news. Francis in North Carolina, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Afternoon to you too, young man.
Hello, fellow noble immortal.
Pardon me?
Hello, fellow noble immortal.
Oh, there's nothing normal about me. But anyway, that's
a noble immortal.
Okay, never mind. I'll leave that alone.
Yeah.
As far as that audio snippet goes with the doctor or so-called doctor, whatever, that was on CNN and so forth, I can only request one thing. I would love to have the money that the teleprompter writer and the talent that they had, they are reading off of it, is getting paid for, because, quite frankly, they said a lot and said absolutely nothing. It was so stupid. I was like, okay, I'm sitting here listening to see if I can make any coherent sense, and there was nothing that was coherently sensible.
Yeah, they're just banding about questions as if they're looking inquisitive. Oh, these are questions that we have yet to answer.
So, well, it was even worse than that.
Count on us. We'll bring the news to you once we find out.
Well, the thing is, though, it basically created Swiss cheese, because there were so many different, there's a lot of factors. Well, there's one factor they never even mentioned about that could have really answered a lot of questions but didn't, is that whether or not the person had had a shot jab prior or whatever the medical situation occurred and they got taken to the hospital for medical treatment. Regardless of anything else like a being shot or a motorcycle accident or a vehicle accident or you name it, an everyday accidental occurrence, falling down, breaking your getting a fracture in your leg or something, or breaking your hip or whatever. Oh, those are all results of the corona bug. They caused that. Excuse me. The only reason that they did is because the hospital is getting paid an absurd amount of money for every case that they can label as COVID or corona bug or whatever you want to call it. So I find it very non-credible what I had heard on that video audio snippet, period. It basically blew a hole in its own backside, and they fell into it. So, again, I'd love to have the money that they got paid to spew that garbage in the scriptwriter for the teleprompter. It was totally a joke. But anyway, it's really absurd what people are doing for that. It's crazy. But, and on the flip side, the aspect of, you need to... one thing you can say discernment, but when someone says you need to get God's guidance about, okay, this is a sign from God that people should be paying attention or watching out. Yes, you can say that. However, there is such a thing as, what do you say, God, deity, goddess, whatever, depending on where you are in the world, everybody has their own version of what deity is. And I use deity as a neutral point because there's a good number of people who use God as a male structure. Some use the goddess as a female structure for deity. So it's up in the air for that. But aside from that...
I got to say, Francis, that I think that's an obstacle, is anthropomorphizing God. On my intuition over the years, I've gotten over the idea of a bearded white dude, as a god, and having to really anchor myself into stillness, which is really, it's hard to teach somebody. How do you attach yourself to feeling without a stimulus for that feeling? I want to feel in love, but what's the stimulus? And, is that stimulus, are you going to visualize, imagine that it's
that
a
too.
Person? Is it a human? Or is it born of no phenomena? So, that's my concept. My understanding is by experience and being able to become still and learn that you have a choice between ecstasy or agony and maybe all the emotions everywhere in between that God has to offer that are seemingly contradictory, but you find with practice that they're complementary. And it's a matter of balancing male and female, which I feel is a... they're always in union. They are never incomplete, but these are physical constructs, animal, human constructs of male and female, but spiritually I feel like the male and female are always in union, in balance. We can balance our bodies. For instance, the left side is considered feminine, the right side masculine.
Well,
receive with the left, give with the right. But when you learn to balance those energies along the spine, using practices, focusing on the heart, focusing on the third eye, just speaking from experience, that there's a balance of these feelings, these physical feelings. It could be warmth or tingling or itching, vibration, usually all sorts of strange phenomena that can happen. But, we have our internal biofeedback system where we can balance these energies through practice, is my point. So I can't, how do you teach someone how to feel? I don't know, but I just emphasize to be still and know God, focus on your heart and your third eye.
The person has to decide on their own how they decide to interpret their intuition, their spiritual guidance, and so forth. As far as people like this football player basically kicking the bucket right there on the spot, as it were, that is a matter of I think, intuition kicking in and saying, okay, should this have happened? Looking at the logical aspects of what preceded and so forth, or as well as what did they do, medically speaking, prior to any game for that matter, and so forth. There's the aspect of logic kicking in, but there's also the aspect of your intuition kicking in and saying, okay, maybe there's a message here saying you should avoid that type of scenario, medically speaking. And quite frankly, I'm a very illogical person to start with. And I have been observing this whole fiasco since day one. The whole thing got kicked up. And I basically had no choice to, because my other half was in the hospital, being that he's diabetic. But aside from that, there were things I saw and heard that did not add up at all. And there was so much hypocrisy that they couldn't agree on anything. And so that was a dead giveaway right there for me, as far as that goes. What it made even worse is that when I saw the one video that RBN has about crimes and cover-up, regardless of what one's sentiment is about the narrator of that video, the aspect that this has been stirred up or created since 2015, 5 to 7 years ago now, or 8 years ago, whatever. Actually, I think I may have my time scale wrong. Oh, well. Or 15 or whatever the case is. The fact that they had been propagating this and constructing this tells me that they have been, at the longest time, everything else has pretty much failed them. Now they're going to start doing biological warfare. You still have the spraying in the air with the aircraft and so forth. Regardless of what terminology is being used this day and time by whomever, and I can tell you I've heard some dillies, the aspect that we're basically in World War III, essentially in a nutshell, because it does, I mean, you hear about military actions in other countries and so forth. Yes, the U.S. is shipping out military arms to various countries and all that, shipping out money and all this stuff, which would do wonders here in the States for that matter. But the fact is, the matter is that the World War III is on the people themselves, not just a government structure in a country. And it's absurd. When you start throwing in everything else, going, huh?
I agree. You know, despite that these some of the leaders are stepping down, like Fauci and the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Ardern, what's her name? She just stepped down. And, you know, these are figureheads that folks got to wake up that, yeah, they're just doing this to save face, as if these are the fall guys. But, of course, they're going to come back with some other kind of lame excuse, some other bioweapon, perhaps a real bioweapon this time. I mean, a real deadly bioweapon that... we just need to throw skepticism on their, Dan Powell on their next PSYOP, whenever they try it. So that's why I'm trying to take full advantage of this one before the next one.
Good point, because right now the people are under a major mass hypnosis of mind control, and it's absolutely outrageous how it was pulled off, but it worked. And so there's a lot of people still in the midst of that. And, of course, the aspect that they're having other health issues, well, they're afraid they're going to get a viral bug. Excuse me, but you know what? You're subjected to viral bugs all the time, as well as bacteria That's why your immune system, if you're taking care of it, defends you from that. If it wasn't, then why were you born with it? Period.
Right.
I mean,
right. They don't want you to have faith in your own self-defense. It's all about the attacker and be afraid of the invader rather than fortifying the defenses.
As long as you take care of it, you're fine. But this day and time, there's a lot of people I run into out in everyday life. And I'm like, oh, you have asthma. You have this. You have that. And I'm like, well, I hope you're doing what you need to correct that or improve it or whatever. Because, I mean, there was one lady I talked to, and I got to make this short for that matter. I apologize. But she had asthma. She had to go in for some kind of a surgery or whatever. And the doctor wanted to give her a shot jab. And she refused and went to another doctor, and she had her son, a family member, tell the medical personnel that I had basically inquired if there was going to be any type of shots administered and what for, and said, well, this is not going to be used because this is the request of the patient, and so forth. It's really gotten to be a medical nightmare out there. It's absurd. And with that, I have lime, coconut, and pineapple macarona in this variant.
All right, sounds good. Francis, thanks for the call. And keep listening. I got some information for you. All right, take care. And check out what I want to say, Francis. As I'm looking this up here, check out for your friend with diabetes who might be helpful with some of the supplements I have over on the blogs page at theliberationstation.com. Blog at this moment is supplements for diabetes, glucose metabolism, and increasing insulin sensitivity blog. List of supplements I've compiled there. And if you have anything you'd like to add to any of the blogs, you can do so at the bottom. To add to the conversation, DeMar Hamlin, how prevalent is myocarditis, pericarditis in those who have not gotten a COVID shot, but have had COVID? Well, this huge study covers that. I know Fauci has said that, I've heard the clip where he said that people with COVID are experiencing higher degrees of myocarditis, pericarditis. He was concerned about that, allegedly. But this study, I'll just read the abstract, is entitled The Incidence of Myocarditis and Pericarditis in Post-COVID-19 Unvaccinated Patients, a large population-based study, and this was published April 15th last year, 2022, in the journal Clinical Medicine. Myocarditis and pericarditis are potential post-acute cardiac sequelae of COVID-19 infection arising from adaptive immune responses. We aim to study the incidence of post-acute COVID-19 myocarditis and pericarditis. Retrospective cohort study of 196,992 adults, almost 197,000 adults, after COVID-19 infection in Clalit Health Services members in Israel between March 2020 and January 2021. Inpatient myocarditis and pericarditis diagnoses were retrieved from day 10 after positive PCR. Follow-up was censored on February 28, 2021. With a minimum observation of 18 days. I'm not going to read all this. Let me skip down to the meat. Since the Israeli vaccination program was initiated on December 20th, 2020, the time period matching of the control cohort was calculated backward from December 15th, 2020. Nine post-COVID-19 patients developed myocarditis. That's a 0.0046%. And 11 patients were diagnosed with pericarditis, 0.0056%. In the control cohort, 27 patients had myocarditis, 0.0046%, and 52 had pericarditis, 0.0088%, which is even higher than the group of the COVID patients. So, the rate of myocarditis was the same in the control group, but it was the pericarditis rate was higher, significantly, or slightly, 0.0088% compared to 0.0056%. So if you get COVID, according to this huge study, you have a lower chance of pericarditis. And I'm just going to cut it off there. Not read any more of the details. I'll get on with the show to the next bit of good news was, as I mentioned, when Francis called, Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister, is stepping down. This article in Washington Times, great publication by Cheryl Chumley, who I see makes some major media appearances, and is also often a guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I first learned of her. In this article at the Washington Times, Jacinda Mania Bites the Dust. Folks want to check it out, by Cheryl Chumley, January 19th, 2023. So, she had some very horrific things to say about people who wouldn't get the COVID shots or wouldn't obey her orders to not be publicly. Let's move on to the next article. Is Steve Kirsch, as I promised, Substack covers. The FAA has very quietly, tacitly admitted that the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal. We should be concerned, very concerned. After the vaccine rollout, the FAA secretly widened the EKG parameter range for pilots so they wouldn't be grounded. It looks like the vax gave at least 50 million Americans heart damage. That's dated January 17th over at stevekirsch.substack.com. And even Tucker Carlson covered Steve Kirsch's article. That's amazing. So kudos to them. And let's get on to I'm all over the place here. I'm kind of torn. Let's see. I'm going to get over to what Peter McCullough's last podcast has to say on the latest CDC report, where he is joined by physician Craig Wax, who's a DO, on some CDC admissions of safety data that is so startling they should have shut down the vaccine, the COVID shot program, from the get-go within the first month. So this is from the McCullough report over at America Out Loud, January 17th, 2023. And again, this is his guest, Dr. Craig Wax, family physician, who is speaking.
It sounds like you're impressed with the number, but also the array, just the array of organ system syndromes that are being reported here and side effects.
Yeah.
What is causing
that? Absolutely.
Well, why is it so diffuse in the body?
Well, that's a great question, and thanks for posing it, because, you know, everybody thinks of, well, you know, where'd you get your vaccine? Well, I got it in my arm, and my arm muscle ached for a few days, and that was it. Well, conventional and traditional vaccines do a lot of that. They stay in the muscle tissue, and the body reacts on them there, whereas these new systems for mRNA and DNA delivery are wrapped in this lipid bilayer, which, for lack of a better word, is just this fatty globule that allows it entry and into a lot of other cells. So it allows it to exit the muscle tissue into the lymph fluid and get collected back into the venous collection system, go back to the heart and get pumped out through the arterial system and go to every organ in the body. And what's most distressing to me, Dr. McCullough, is that, you know, we know it crosses into lots of sensitive metabolic tissues, highly metabolic important tissues like ovary and testicles, and it can even cross something called the blood-brain barrier, which has provided safety for humans for the millennia with regard to keeping toxins or bacteria that circulate around the body, preventing it from getting into the brain or the nervous system control system. And what these things do, when these fat globules cross into all of these different various tissues, they can enter the cells and deposit their mRNA and DNA, and then the body says, hey, there's a message. I'm a ribosome. I'm going to make that protein. And then they make the spike protein, which, as I mentioned in the beginning of the discussion, is a very inflammatory protein, and it causes a ton of inflammatory cascade. I mean, it's worse than dominoes. I mean, if you've ever seen like dominoes go up and back and forth and trip a whole bunch of different things in a Rube Goldberg device, it's almost like a room full of mouse traps where you have a ping pong ball on each one and you throw one single ping pong in and all of a sudden they're all going off all over the place. This is happening all over the body, and even more dangerous than it happening in all of the tissues in an uncontrolled fashion, we don't know which tissues and what people make more spike protein than others. We have no idea. Does it matter your background, your sex, your height, your genetics? We have no idea. There's been no studies or correlative information on this. So when someone takes one of these high-risk shots, we don't know what the side effects are going to be. And as you point out, that's the, in my opinion, the mechanism for why we're seeing neurologic problems, heart problems, cancer problems. If I may also mention something, that the immune system is, simplified, is two large overlapping systems. And one of the systems is like the army or the military. It's basically designed to keep things out. And if something tries to get in, it closes the border and it pushes them out, or kills them and takes them out. And that's how you defend yourself every day, every minute, against other things. And people understand the immune system does that. But there's one thing that the immune system does that people don't necessarily have an everyday understanding of. And that's when you have bad cells already inside you from your own tissues, because you're constantly recreating yourself. And Dr. McCullough, I hate to tell you this, but you and I have cancer cells within us at the moment. But we're blessed with an immune system that acts as a police force to take out those malignant cells. And that's...
So I'm going to pause it right there and show up on screen. This is the article to which they are referring. I posted over on our Republic Broadcasting's Facebook page, I think the day after it was posted. It's dated January 4th, 2023, titled CDC Finally Released Its Virus Safety Monitoring Analyses for COVID Vaccines via Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. And now it's clear why they tried to hide them. This is over at, this is by Josh Kutzkow over at jackanh.substack.com, with very detailed statistical analysis. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Chris Steiner reviewed this past 2 hours of Liberation Station radio show every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Site is theliberationstation.com. Until next time, I'll take a break.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly.